Food recall concerns in focus now as WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio is diving deeper into brand new data that shows the number of food recalls reached our highest level in some 4 years, Nicole.
Hey, Rich. Yeah, that's good. That's right. Good morning. You know, the report found it often takes weeks, months, or even years to track down the source of food poisoning. And even after an alert is sent out, families often don't hear about the recall. So this new report found that there were more than 300 recalls last year, according to the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. And that's the highest level since the start of the pandemic. Researchers found the contaminated food resulted in 6 deaths, more than 1,100 illnesses last year, and 2 of the biggest recalls in the last 6 months involved applesauce painted with lead and cantaloupe contaminated with salmonella. Almost half of all recalls were from allergens not mentioned on the packaging, and we know, Rich, about a quarter stems from dangerous bacteria, so important to keep an eye out for.
Does the report kind of walk us through ways that we on the consumer level may be able to try to do our level best to prevent ourselves from getting sick, listeria, salmonella, E. coli, or other contamination?
Yeah. To try and spot them in advance. Yeah, so the nonprofit, and I actually spoke to the researcher about this, says it's important to watch for those recall notices. Of course, you know, as you know, we do those news articles all the time. In addition to that, she says you can also go to the government's food safety website to check for alerts. There are also free apps that you can actually download on your phone, and it'll send you notifications directly when there is an alert or a recall that comes out.
All right. Important advice. Remember, 3 big problems with food safety. It takes weeks, sometimes months, or even years to track down the source of food poisoning. After a problem food is identified, recalls can take long. And when recalls are announced, consumers often don't find about them in a timely fashion, if ever. That's why we work to try to bring them to you here on Jacksonville's Morning News as they occur, and also at WOKV.com. Nicole, thanks. Have a great weekend.